The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Omar Lucio calls a friend asking for help, but when the friend arrives at Lucio's apartment, Lucio says he, quote, knocked some sense into his girlfriend. The friend spots Corinna Johnson on the floor of the bathroom with a bruised and bloody face. The friend leaves and calls Texas police. When the cops arrive, they find Corinna Johnson's body wrapped in bedding and stuffed in a closet.
Nancy, Lucio and Johnson had spent the night out at a bar. Johnson reportedly became extremely intoxicated and was asked to leave the establishment. Upset and embarrassed by her behavior, Lucio beat Johnson when they returned home, killing her. At the time of his arrest, Lucio had visible injuries to his hands and blood under his fingernails.
Omar Lucio, 34, charged with murder. Wesley Bullock screams at McDonald's employees in Florida who forgot the sauce to go with his order. Another customer waiting for food tries to calm Bullock down, but Bullock attacks him, punching and choking him. The Good Samaritan leaves McDonald's and drives to a nearby gas station, but Bullock actually follows him, rams his car, then starts fighting the man again. In the victim's car, Bullock pulls a gun. The two men fight over it until the gun goes off, injuring the victim. Cops are called. Bullock, 48, charged with burglary, battery, and ag assault over a sauce packet. Loving it! More crime and justice news after this.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If you're a smoker looking for an alternative to traditional tobacco, you might feel uncertain at the thought of changing things up. Maybe you're ready to make a switch, but don't know where to start. Maybe you've tried vaping, but it wasn't your thing. Maybe you've heard of smokeless nicotine products, but aren't familiar with the options. Meet Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch. Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Zyn is a satisfying tobacco alternative that puts you in control of your nicotine experience, which means Zyn pairs well with you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in South Carolina's Lowcountry, as authorities in the state's smallest county say there have been 4 days of shootings, leaving one teenager dead and injuring two others, an 11-year-old and a police officer. With details, here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
Police have told multiple media outlets that the 11-year-old was shot at a home in Allendale, marking the beginning of the attacks. Then, just 3 days later, several shots were fired into a Fairfax home located some 5 miles away, killing a 14-year-old girl whose name has not been released. According to Allendale Police Chief Lawrence Wiggins, a police officer was later hurt the same day while responding to a shooting that occurred less than a mile from the first incident. He was first taken to Allendale County Hospital in Fairfax before being airlifted to a regional hospital. Wiggins says that despite the officer's severe injuries, a full recovery is expected. The name of the officer has not been revealed. This attack is being looked into by the State Law Enforcement Division. Regarding the shootings, particularly whether they are related, officials have disclosed very little information. Allendale police created a Facebook post asking for tips from the public and pleading for an end to the violence. Although schools in Allendale County were open the week after the shootings, administrators said that metal detectors would be present and that students' phones would be confiscated until they left for the day. Additionally, they urged students to leave their backpacks at home. The shootings have sparked widespread concern among Allendale County residents and beyond, with local individuals and groups planning community meetings and vigils by way of social media.
With a population of roughly 7,500, Allendale County is the smallest in South Carolina and is situated about 70 miles southwest of Columbia. Long prison terms have been imposed on the final two members of a trio that in 2022 carjacked and abducted an FBI employee in South Dakota. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Our friends with the Rapid City Journal say that 29-year-old David Morales has now received a 47-year prison sentence. 29-year-old Carla Lopez Gutierrez was handed a sentence of more than 26 years behind bars during the same hearing. 25-year-old Juan Alvarez Sorto, the third person implicated in the crime, received a 37-year sentence at an earlier hearing. The FBI employee said during the hearing that his attackers had, quote, showed me no mercy before he was able to flee. The three attackers, according to the prosecution, departed Greeley, Colorado on May 5, 2022, and traveled to South Dakota in a Ford Expedition on a drug trafficking trip. Gutierrez testified in January that when Morales was almost out of gas on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, he told the others they needed to, quote, take over a new car. Shortly thereafter, the FBI employee driving in his Dodge Durango noticed the expedition and stopped, thinking it was a tribal officer. The prosecution said that the suspects held the victim at gunpoint and forced him to join them as they took over the Durango. The victim claimed that while face down in the Badlands, Alvarez Sorto held a revolver to the back of his head and threatened his family. A short time later, the FBI agent was able to escape during a stop to buy gas.
A week later, Morales and Alvarez Sorto were taken into custody in Greeley. Lopez Gutierrez was captured in Loveland, Colorado in August of 2022.
Thanks, John. Bradley Close, a 16-year-old autistic boy, has a normal day at school, then heads to his job at Fry's. His shift at the Peoria, Arizona grocery store is going well, but halfway through, he walks out of the store still in his uniform, leaving all his belongings in his locker, including wallet and phone. Hundreds of volunteers canvass the area, comb the desert, hand out flyers, but no sign of Bradley. Bradley Close, just 16, now missing 3 weeks. Bradley, 6 feet tall, 150 pounds, shoulder-length brown hair, brown eyes. He wears glasses and was last seen in his teal uniform shirt with black pants and shoes. If you have info on 16-year-old autistic boy Bradley Close, call Peoria, Arizona PD, 623-773-8311. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.